Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as one, two, three. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These guys like to play baseball. I said, what a novel idea that they're having fun playing baseball. You know, I mean, they like to work. They enjoy the competing. I've never seen, you know, and it's been like that for a while here where these guys just, they enjoy the competition and you know, they're fun to be around. They make it fun for myself and the coaches and just how hard they are and how dedicated they are to what they're doing.
Yeah, man. Brian Snitker earlier in the week talking about getting ready for another season. The 2025 campaign gets underway this afternoon for the Atlanta Braves. And by all accounts, certainly us here, but you listen to all the folks nationally getting ready for it. No reason to be anything but optimistic about this Braves team. Over-under win total in Vegas was 93.5. Grant came on yesterday, said he liked 96. Sure. Like, high 90s win total. Just keep it under 100, because they can't win a World Series if they win 100 games. Just keep it under 100.
When's the last time they did that?
Never. They've never won a World Series if they won 100 games.
Who?
The Braves.
No, I'm saying, when's the last time anybody's done it?
No. I don't know. That's a tough one. Maybe the Dodgers definitely won 100 games last year.
They did?
Yeah. I think. They won the World Series.
I don't think they won the World Series. I don't know how many wins they had.
I think they did, probably. They won a lot of games last year. Yeah. But the Braves can't do it. They even win 100 games, you count them out.
Yeah.
So just win 99. Oh, the Dodgers won 98 last year? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. We'll look it up. But the Braves get underway today. And look, opening day is just always a really fun day.
Yes.
It's cool to kind of know what Chris Sale is on opening day this year, whereas last year was like, I don't know, maybe he could be a nice middle of the rotation guy if he's healthy.
He was two last year, right?
Three.
He was three. That's because Strider
freed him. Okay. Him, and maybe he was three.
Last year, Strider was open day starter, wasn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. Just like, I'm like, yeah, I think so. But yeah, I mean, we were talking about just in the previous segment. Throughout his career, when he's been healthy, he's been good. You know, and I don't anticipate anything differently right now, man. It's not one of the things where they got a book on. He's been pitching for a long damn time.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no book on Chris Sale. He was a Triple Crown winner last year in the National League. And again, knocking on wood, hoping that he's healthy again. There's no reason to think
right there again.
The funny thing is, I do remember this time last year was like, you know, because you talk yourself into stuff and nobody knew what it was going to be. But you're like, I do mean, you know, Randy Johnson at this age, when he went to the Diamondbacks, was right where Chris Sale is, and he went on a run of four straight Cy Youngs, and it was like, but probably not. Well, I don't know. He got one.
Yeah.
You can't get four without getting one.
Right.
Most people never even get close to getting one.
Randy won four straight in Arizona?
Yeah. He got pretty good when he got there.
I heard that weather.
He was pretty good before he got there, too.
That good desert heat.
Mariners traded him to the Astros in 98 because they were worried about his back.
That's right.
Didn't think he was going to come back from a back problem.
That's right.
Went to the Astros, went 10-1 the second half of the year with a sub-1 ERA, and then he won four straight Cy Youngs after that, and a World Series, too, by the way.
You're so bitter about that, huh?
Not really bitter. It's just like, it's comical is what it is. It's like, all you could do is, like, you know, organizations like that, you just laugh at
I saw that they signed a young catcher or something to a new deal.
Yeah, yeah, Cal Raleigh is his name.
So it seems like they might be...
He's from Western North Carolina. He was actually Little League teammates with my brother-in-law.
Really?
Yeah, they were Little League teammates out there in Waynesville.
Cool.
And now he got a $100 million contract
yesterday.
Good
for him, man.
Yeah, which is great.
Good for him, man. But
sucks he's going to have to play for them for all that time.
I could suck for $100
million and no playoffs. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
But... we don't have to worry about those problems.
Because they don't.
We got the Atlanta Braves.
We do not have those problems here.
Who are in the playoffs, even in their worst year.
Yeah.
Even in, like, last year, you got to obviously put into context what the rebuild was. Like, they didn't make the playoffs in those years, but I think everybody kind of got it. As soon as they came out of that, it's just been either met expectations regular season-wise or overperformance until last year.
Right.
Last year was just, I mean, it just sucked. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, just couldn't. It was,
Sean Murphy got hurt in his first at bat. Spencer Strider got hurt in his second start. Ronald Acuna got hurt in May.
Did it seem like it was an uphill climb the whole time?
It just felt like every time you maybe thought the worst thing had happened,
something else happened.
Something worse happened.
Yes.
And it just kept happening all year. And then it ended. And still made the playoffs.
Still made the playoffs and everything like that. And that says a lot about the grit of this team. As Brian Snicker said, the grind, him being the manager, and guys just, you know what, just finding a way to get into this thing and try. Because, I mean, we talked about it, and it's so far away, so we don't need to harp on it and everything like that. But we know where we need to get. We need to get past the first round. Because all of the panic is going to be before the first round.
Oh, it doesn't matter what they do over the next 162, assuming they make it, which we all assume they will. The panic... and the fear and the scar tissue of Braves fans is going to show up in October.
Yes.
It always does.
Yeah. But as long as you get past that one.
Right. You just win the first
just
one.
Just win the first, we're good.
And then you're...
Yes.
Yeah. Then you're good.
Yeah, we just got to get that one.
Just got to get that one. And like 96 of the next 162 to get there.
Yeah.
We can do that.
We can do that. Because they say you lose 30, and it's somewhere in the middle.
I don't know. They say something like that.
I was like, when some people say that, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think you win 50, you lose 50, and then it's what you do in the other 62.
Like, you know, I didn't even get the number right. I was like, what does that mean? You win 60, you lose 60 in the other middle. I'm like, all right.
Is this one of those things that, you know, every sport has cliches, and people like to say these ones about baseball.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to lose 50.
It's okay if you don't.
Yeah. Now, you'd be one of the best teams ever if you didn't.
But you don't.
112 and 50 is pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You could win more than that.
You can go for it.
Be one of the great teams ever. I think, I don't know. Feels like people are predicting the Dodgers might do that. I wouldn't be surprised. They're pretty damn good. All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about how he wants to have one guy play every position.
Yeah, I think about if we had all gunners at every position. You know, they understand the volume of reps, what we're trying to do. He knows the offense inside and out. And then I get frustrated and impatient when other guys don't know it like him, and you have to kind of slow yourself down and say, wait a second, this guy's going through, and I don't know if it's his third or fourth. I'm assuming you're probably right. It may be his fourth. These other guys, they're in their second. They're first. I mean, it's just – it's a youthful team. And
yes.
It shows itself in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, what's the phrase we talk about with Mike Thomas? Standard is a standard. It's a standard at Georgia that Kirby, he expects – and, you know, and there are certain players that embody what your culture is, embody what you preach. There's certain players that do that, and there are certain players that don't. It's not because they don't. It's just what it is. They got to get to that standard, you know, and that's what he's trying to do with the young players trying to – because you can't fast-track the learning part of football sometimes, Buck. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you can find a way to continuously try to get better and better and better. And that's the biggest thing about it. But you always have guys that embody what your culture, your mission statement is, everything.
It's especially helpful when they're your best guys.
Yes.
You know, it feels
yes.
like the best teams
yes.
when the most talented players are also the ones that you believe in from a cultural
yes.
standpoint.
Yes.
That really
the
goes
ones
a long
you don't,
way.
The ones you don't. Get yelled. The ones that don't get yelled at a lot.
Yeah.
Like if they get yelled at, it's because the coach feels like he got to make something.
I got to make a point.
Here. I got to make a point, so I got to yell at
him. He can take it, but I'm really trying to talk to this guy.
100%. 100%.
I also can't help but think of how funny it would be to see Gunnar Stockton play all 11 positions.
It would. Now, Gunnar, one thing I know and heard about Gunnar, and we saw firsthand when that dude from Texas knocked his ass out.
He's tough.
The tough-ass kid.
Tough. I don't know if he's setting the edge.
No.
But he's tough.
No, he ain't that damn tough.
It reminds me of that Nike commercial that they had way back in the day where Ken Griffey Jr. played every position.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we're looking into human cloning or something like that, and they had him at every position. It's like that.
Yeah.
Gunnar Stockton, the corner.
No, yeah, that wouldn't be.
What do you got? You got to have some swivel in your hips.
Yeah,
for that
man.
One.
I mean, he is. You know, I'm assuming he is in the lead for this quarterback position.
Seems
like that Kirby has all the faith in the world to him, and I know he's talking about some of the receivers and everything. They're getting better and better. They're all very young. They're all very, very young, and maybe your best one, we don't know when he's coming back. Talking about Nitro, we don't know when he's coming back. So it's going to be a growing process. It's going to be a learning process. But the one thing about it is because of George's expectations as far as national championships are bust, y'all better giddy up early.
I saw LeBron James was trending this morning. I assume it's because of this and no other reason.
Luka, and it's one!
Yeah, nice. I mean, it was a hell of a
game
play.
Winner.
Hell of a play.
Got a box out. Pacers.
It was crazy because they had the list of game winners, and because Michael Jordan is 9,
uh-huh.
LeBron tied Kobe for 8.
Oh, really?
And Joe Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah. When I saw Joe Johnson, I was like, whoa.
One of these things is unlike the other.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
Good for Joe.
ISO Joe.
They didn't call him that for nothing.
No, they did not. Even Jeff T. Like, here. By the time you get the damn bat back out of Joe, don't walk between his legs 4 times. There's a second left on the shot clock.
Yeah, no, nice putback, though, for LeBron last night.
Yeah, man.
As he was
they needed it, too. They were
against the Pacers. They had lost 5 in a row on the road.
Something like that. And we talked earlier about because the Hawks played the Pacers yesterday. I'm sorry. The Hawks played the Rockets yesterday. Rockets are number 2.
Uh-huh.
The Lakers were sliding a little bit and everything like that. So, yeah, they needed that win big as far as their position in trying to get the right seating for them in the West.
Yep. And that's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all there is to say about it. I laughed all my laugh
out. It's the only thing that happened with him.
I laughed all my laugh
as far
out
as
last
I saw.
Night with the whole swinging on him and then the video. I laughed all my laugh out because I was like.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Stop.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Stop.
That's it. We have the choice to. You do too. You also have the choice. You don't have to click on it. Click responsibly today, okay? Be vigilant. Diligent. Mindful. Be mindful. We'll be right back. We'll talk some NCAA tournament. Sweet 16 starts tonight. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.